Harper Audio presents A Deadly Wandering, a tale of tragedy and redemption in the age of attention. By Matt Richtel. Read by Fred Berman. We have Paleolithic emotions, medieval institutions, and godlike technologies. E.O. Wilson. Prologue. Are you comfortable, Reggie? Yep. Reggie Shaw lies on a medical bed, his head inches from entering the mouth of a smooth white tube, an MRI machine. He's comfortable, but nervous. He doesn't love the idea of people peering into his brain. Next to the machine stands a radiology technician in blue scrubs, her hair pulled tightly into a bun. She scans the room to make sure there are no errant pieces of metal. The MRI, with 60,000 times the strength of the Earth's magnetic force, is a kind of irresistible magnet. A small pair of scissors, if accidentally left out, could be sucked across the room into the tube at 40 miles an hour. Reggie, 26, has removed his clothes and left outside his keys, and the iPhone he keeps so regularly in his left front pocket it leaves a faint outline on the jeans. With his head at the edge of the machine, he wonders whether the permanent retainer on his bottom teeth, the product of a particularly nasty clash in a recreational football game in high school, could get yanked through his head. The technician, Melody Johnson, assures Reggie he'll be okay. She walks to the left of the machine, and from a table lifts an odd-looking helmet, a cross between something that might be worn by an astronaut and Hannibal Lecter. "I'm going to place this over your head." She fits the white helmet over Reggie's face, clipping the sides down to the bed. Inside the helmet, there's a small mirror. Images can be projected into it in such a way that Reggie, lying flat on his back, stuffed in the tube, will be able to see them. The hum of the whirring machinery is so loud that Reggie wears earplugs. The MRI works by sending massive amounts of magnetic energy into the person's body. This excites hydrogen molecules, which are in heavy concentrations in water and fat. As the molecules begin to settle back down from their briefly excited state, they give off a radio frequency, not unlike that of an FM station. Then, the computer picks up the signal and translates it into physical images, a map or topography of the inside of the body. The technology isn't great for looking at hard structures like bone, but it's extraordinary at imaging soft tissue, like organs. It's an unprecedented tool for looking at the brain. When Reggie was little, he dreamed he'd play college basketball or maybe coach. He'd have a family for sure, but not just for its own sake. Jock though he might have been, he was a romantic who wanted to fall in love, and to be in love. He hoped most of all to go on a Mormon mission. Then, one rainy morning in September 2006, while Reggie was driving to work on a mountain pass, life took a tragic, deadly turn. There was an accident, or so it seemed. Maybe it was just a moment of inattention, or something more insidious. Exactly what happened that last day of summer was not yet clear. Two men were dead, leaving behind extraordinary grief and a mystery. The case attracted a handful of dogged investigators, including a headstrong Utah State Trooper. He became convinced that Reggie had caused the wreck because he'd been distracted by his cell phone, maybe texting. He pursued a stubborn probe, a lonely one at first, looking for evidence and proof of Reggie's wrongdoing, but discovering only one obstacle after another. And later, there was a victim's advocate, a woman named Terrell Warner. She had survived a terrible childhood, one that toughened her, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?